There are two types of company, private limited companies, which is abbreviated to LTDs, and public limited companies, abbreviated as PLCs. You don't need to know about public limited companies for the Unit 1 exam, but you will do for the Unit 2 exam. If you want to know more about these, then look at my podcast under the Unit 2 revision session. Private limited companies are different from public limited companies in that the shares can only be sold, or shareholders can only be invited to the business. You can't buy them on the stock exchange as you can in a public limited company. The good thing about this is that private limited companies can maintain control over who their shareholders are. Therefore, they can choose people they think will work well in the business, people they trust, and they aren't at risk of hostile takeover, as can be the case with public limited companies. A company is different from a sole trader or a partnership in that it has limited liability. When a company is first formed, the owners of the business have to complete two documents. You don't need to know this for the exam, but it's useful just to understand how limited companies work. The two documents are the Memorandum of Association, which sets out things like the name of the company and the purpose of the business and where the company is registered, and the Articles of Association, which lays out the voting rights of shareholders, how profits to be distributed and so on. So in a way, it's kind of like the deed of partnership that the partners have in a partnership, but it covers sort of more the rules for shareholders and so on. These company documents are then sent to someone called Companies House, and once this process is all signed off, the business will receive a certificate of incorporation, and this process means that a company has been created. So this process of incorporation basically splits the legal identity of the business from the owners. The owners are no longer called owners, they become shareholders in their own businesses. And additional shareholders can be invited to buy shares in the business. So a big advantage of becoming a limited company: one, obviously that you have a limited liability, so your own personal possessions aren't at risk if the business gets into financial difficulties and the business can only be sued. You can't be if your business does something like causes somebody injury or something. Also, by being a company, you can have a kind of better status in the eyes of some of your customers. They may see you as more reliable, more trustworthy. And the business will continue even after the death of the founders, as shares will just be transferred. Disadvantages are you do have to register, which can be time consuming. You have to have your accounts checked independently and regularly, which can be very costly to the business. And as you have other investors wanting to take decisions in the business, you're not in complete control. But overall, it is a preferred form of ownership for larger businesses.